mean, I use those about 30 times each. And what else is that? I used to use needles, certainly a dozen times. The only thing that used to worry me was when they were getting blunt. You thought, oh, dear, but these days, I mean, that's another thing you ask about huge advances. The needles now are quite wonderful. How on earth anybody ever had such a thin needle and somebody manages to stick a channel in the middle? I just do not know. But the needles these days, especially if you've got a bit of fat, it's a good reason to be a bit fat somewhere. You don't fear them at all. But I used to, as I say, with needles, certainly 10 or a dozen times. I think that I don't blame them, and I certainly think with all these talks about bugs and everything, a lot of people around. But if you yourself are doing these things and nobody else is anywhere near you ever, I don't take much trouble. But on the things, it says make sure you change this. On many of them, as often as you can, or every time you use it. I'm afraid I don't do that. But those are the things, needles, and the pens, and the machine that gives you this in 10 seconds now, an accurate reading of where your blood sugar is, seem to me to be great advances in this.
And what changes have you observed in the way the National Health Service is organised?
Well, I feel a lot about the National Health Service. I think some of these wretched right-wing newspapers, I mean, talk about the National Health Service is always on the verge of incompetence and crisis and all the rest. Whenever I see somebody and talk to somebody about the National Health Service, I feel that when they come out, they say, oh, my goodness, I did get looked after wonderfully well. I must make sure I send a donation or a box of chocolates to everybody or something. And I feel, in a way, the press and the media in general are awfully, awfully miserably wicked about the way they talk about the health service. And I have been nothing but praise for the way I've been looked after in diabetes, deafness, eyes, normal sort of routine things that go wrong. I'm a huge admirer of the health service, and I think most people are when you talk to them. But politically, it's useful for some newspapers, isn't it? Like the obnoxious Daily Mail or something, to run everything down at every possible opportunity. And I feel that this is not only dishonest, it's completely untrue about the people who are at the sharp end when they have to go in, who come out with nothing but praise, almost always. Obviously, there are exceptions. Of course, there are. But I'm a great believer in the